Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The city says it is ready to get going on its styrofoam ban after a legal battle that dragged on for years.
WCBS reporter Steve Burns joining us. Steve, the history of this proposal in the city goes back 5 years. What's been happening since then?
Yeah, Michael, it was first proposed in the New York City Council, and then the legal challenges began pretty soon after that from the Restaurant Action Alliance. First, a judge ruled the city didn't put enough research into its conclusion that styrofoam can't be recycled. So the sanitation commissioner went back to work and put out a new report about how expensive, time-consuming, resource-consuming it is for the city to separate styrofoam out of the recycling plant into its own stream. The Action Alliance took the city to court once again. This time, that same judge sided with the city. She said the report was exhaustive and convincing enough that the ban can move forward.
Steve, when does this ban go into effect, and how will they enforce it?
Yeah, Steve, according to Mayor de Blasio, the ban will be going into effect January 1st next year. That is going to be followed by a six-month grace period, so really sounds like the enforcement's going to start up June 1st of next year. I talked with a New York City Council member, Brad Lander, who's been leading the fight all these years, essentially. He says this really isn't about penalizing people. He told me he really wants to see first lots of outreach in all different languages. Then if there's still some violators after June 1st, he wants to see warnings given out before fines kick in. Those enforcement rules ultimately will be up to the sanitation commission.
So these businesses that can't use styrofoam anymore, what can they replace it with, and what kind of cost is that going to be?
Yeah, that's a big point of disagreement in all this. The Restaurant Action Alliance claims the replacement materials, like plastic or plant-based containers, that can cost two and a half to three times more than styrofoam, and that, they say, is enough to put some places out of business. Councilmember Lander, again, said that's being blown out of proportion. The cost increase for each container is more like a fraction of a penny. I talked with some food cart owners along Broadway this past weekend when that ruling first came down. A lot of them actually told me they'd be more than willing to switch, but only if the alternative's not more expensive or if the city helped them out to buy new containers. There's also going to be a carve-out for some businesses that say a switch will cause them undue financial hardship.
All right, thank you, Steve. That's WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.